simple question.
But I'm not sure if there's a correct answer. Or I shouldn't say correct, because everyone feels differently. I'm not sure there's a clear-cut, obvious number one answer. If we were playing Family Feud, and I'm Richard Dawson, 100 Ooh. Packers fans surveyed.
You'd be all kissing. You'd be all kissing.
I'd be
the
very smoochy. I'm like Richard Dawson down there.
You know he. I know we've had this discussion before, but he was smooching on some gal. And ended up marrying a contestant from Family Feud.
Is that do you have, can you cite the source?
Google it. You Google it. AI it. Grok it. Yeah. Happen.
Okay. I'm going to do that right now. Did Richard Dawson wow. When it fills in. Did Richard Dawson kill himself? Did
wow.
Richard Dawson
no, that was Ray Combs.
Marry a
that was Ray Combs.
Yes, you're right about that.
Love that show.
God,
what a show.
You know, I love what I do. And again,
Steve Harvey, though, I think Steve Harvey may have goated himself. I think he might be the goat. Although, you can't even watch the show with your kids. You can't. It's. I mean, it is a filthy fun, but filthy. No.
A lot of innuendo.
Yeah.
Yes, Richard Dawson, the host of Family Feud, married Gretchen Johnson.
Yeah.
He met her, his second wife, when she was a contestant on the Family Feud in May 1981. They married in 1991. Their daughter was born in 1990.
Oh, a little. Oh, okay. A lot of stuff going on there.
That wasn't just innuendo, apparently.
A lot of stuff.
It's a lot there. All right, so anyway, yeah, top 100 answers on the board, as Richard once said. What was the best moment or your favorite moment of the 2024 Packers season? Like, I don't feel like the big tote board up there, Tausch, will have a very clear-cut number one answer.
I think you're right, and I think when we're doing it Family Feud style, let's say top six answers on the board. Put this up on the old Twitter feed, Jelly Boy, and I want to hear what our fans have to say.
Jelly Boy, I think
there is a number one, and I think it's depressing that this is the number one.
What?
Yeah. I think there is a clear-cut number one play that happened throughout this 2024 season. I think you'll get the ding ding, and it'll be, do you want to play or pass? And I think when I answer it and I say it, I think Packer fans are going to say, dang, that's our biggest play of the season. That's what I think is going to happen here. Just so our Richard Dawson's, Ray Combs, we have to come up with a couple of sensual Steve Harvey ones that I'm going to leave that to
sensual
Jelly.
Sensual Steve Harvey.
As far as how that goes, there we go. I think the number one answer, and Jesse, are you going to be the tote board as far as where this all ranks, or how are we going to
sure
do
this? Sure am. Yeah, you know it.
Or you can farm this out to our guys, Klinkster and Geriad, and come back and say what's the number one answer with 32. But I'll say this, none of these answers are getting 52 people. It's going to be low.
Agreed.
20s, high, you know, high 20s, low 30s at best. And my answer, as I zonk in, bing, bing.
Zonk?
Carl Brooks blocking the field goal against the Bears to secure the win.
You're A, you're right, and B, you're right.
Survey says number one answer on the board.
Isn't that? So you're telling me our highlight of our season, and I don't love saying this. I don't love doing this. Our highlight after we just got after the Bears all hour and how they approach their presser and all the stuff, our highlight of the 2024 season was Carl Brooks blocking a field goal attempt by the Bears to beat us.
So I don't know. Like you said, this is not like going to get 52 out of the 100 on Family Feud.
Low 30s, I think.
What I was going to say... was the win over the Houston Texans at home, and after all of their frustrations with their kicking game, they win that game. They're trailing 22-21 after, even though they, Houston was not very good that day, if you recall. But the walk-off or run-off, because Brandon McManus makes the field goal and then sprints to the stands to make his Lambeau leap in his first game as the Packers kicker, I was going to say the win over Houston. And then they end up doing it again the following week at Jacksonville. Love gets hurt. Malik Willis makes a huge throw to Jaden Reed to get them in field goal range, and then McManus walks it off again. Like, those were the ones that stuck out to me even more than the Carl Brooks block. But again, I don't think those are any sexier than the Bear win over the Bears in Chicago.
Mm.
So what is that saying about their season?
I'm going to ask you this. Is this, you've covered the team 29 years, correct?
Correct. Yes, this was year 29.
Was this the most mundane season of your career as covering big moments? Because to me, there's a lot of storylines that were there.
Yeah.
And that were interesting. But for a team to go 11-6 and get beat in the first round of the playoffs, normally you say, okay, pretty good year, young team. This is about as mundane of a season when you look at a big picture. You beat everybody you're supposed to, and you lost everybody that was any good.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, again, not just moments.
You'd be better, like, I'm sure you have other stories. Like the 2005 season, it was a hot mess. It was intriguing on some levels. You got a new coach, all this stuff. This is going to be, you're going to probably be pretty status quo-ish outside of the defensive line coach. It was pretty mundane. Big picture.
Yeah. Nope. You're, again, there were a lot of different storylines, but in terms of memorable moments, like, even, and again, I'm not doing this to be a jerk.
Malik Willis is the storyline. Brandon McManus is the story. There are some great stories. McKinney and Josh Jacobs emerging. Yeah. Those are all nice storylines, but it was none of them. They were all indie films. We didn't have any blockbusters.
Yeah.
Like some nice indie, you'll get some awards at some, like, you know, show, I don't know, whatever awards. So you get like a whatever, not an Academy Award, hey, big. This is going to be, you're winning some baby, like, indie awards. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, you're right. I'm curious if this is something that moves the needle to the point that people want to call. Because, you know, sometimes we hit it and we get tons of calls, and other times we don't. I'm curious if this stirs our loyal listeners and viewers who just keep looking at Tausch's smiling face because he doesn't have video. What was your favorite moment of the 2024 season? And the fact that there is not a true signature moment, what does that say to you as a Packers fan about this season? Mundane is a pretty good word. I mean, they didn't even lose spectacularly.
It means we don't have enough dynamic playmakers is what it means to me.
Yeah, it could be. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the number to call. You can also text on the Carbliss talk and text line. Liss is more. 844-770-3776. Another number you should know, especially if you've been seriously injured in an accident, I hope you call our number to chime in on the conversation. I hope you never have to call this number because it means you've been seriously injured. But if you do, it's Gruber Law Offices. There is no second place. There is no one else. They are the ones that will make sure that they get what you deserve and get you taken care of. And all it takes to get it started is one call. That's all. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That's our number. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. That's the number for Gruber Law Offices. Check out the website, too, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, and everything David does in our communities. We'll get to your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. Just heard Brad Nortman talking about them, his favorite beverage. We're getting a lot of texts. We got a call. We'll get to it in a second. I did enjoy looking through old GIFs of Richard Dawson, because this is a Family Feud style question. What is your number one favorite moment of the Packers 2024 season? And I think Tausch nailed it yet again. The fact that our number one moments, whatever we choose, are pretty lame. I'm not sure what to make of that, what it says about the season. They did make the playoffs. They did improve by two games in terms of wins. Yeah. But ultimately, unfulfilling 2024 Packers season. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Josh and Grafton. Josh, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So am I crazy to think that there's not one that really stands out? Do you have one that really stands out to you?
Well, for me, mine will probably get the giant X on the board, but I'm going back to family night for the young gentleman catching the punts.
That was a great moment.
The family night scrimmage.
Survey says...
I love it, though.
It's actually, like, if we're really being honest, it's probably up there.
Yeah, it is. And again, Josh, don't you think that, how did you view this season then? Because the fact that you answered that, and yes, it's funny and we got a chuckle out of it, but you're kind of right, right? Like, in terms of actually memorable, it's slim pickings. So what does that tell you about the Packers' 2024 season?
Well, for me, it was certainly, mundane was a good word, but, there was improvement. I mean, it's not a very, could have easily been another 9-8 team or 8-9 team and not made the playoffs. So, I mean, yeah. The 11 wins, you can't ignore that, but it's a step in the right direction, just not as big as I think fans wanted.
Yeah, I agree. And Josh, thanks for the call. He said something there, Tausch, that I don't know if we want to tease it as a thing for tomorrow or not, but I do find myself thinking this because I saw it from a few people after they lost to the Eagles. You know, that's 2 years in a row that they've been the number seven seed and they were, this play or that play away from not being in the playoffs at all. Are we accurately judging just how good or how close this team is to being a Super Bowl team? Like, I know every team and every season needs a couple things to go their way, and they've obviously had those, but have we been green and gold, G&G colored glasses a little bit too much? Have we not been critical enough of what they were this season and how close they were to not even being a playoff team last year? The win against Dallas makes me feel like, hey, I don't regret any way we handled the 2023 season, but I'm kind of asking myself that about 2024.
It's an interesting question. I think last year, the things lined up, even as a seven seed, for this team to go and get it. And they would have had to go to Detroit and playing an NFC Championship game. We saw what they had just done to Detroit on Thanksgiving last year. So San Fran, to their credit, found a way to win. Kudos to them. We were not ready for the moment. I think this year we kept hoping and thinking it'll be different. They're growing. There's a process that you go through. Growth isn't linear. Blah, 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 blah. And we never hit puberty. We just stayed the same. There was not There was no big spike or, oh, my God, here we go. There were not even, like last year, even in December, we beat Kansas City.
Yeah, true.
At home.
Right.
And it was, oh, we beat Detroit on the road. We went up to Minnesota, beat them on the road. And, yeah, with the seventh seed and we were humming. This season, we kept waiting for a moment that never came.
Yeah.
And I do think you have to look at it and say, why? And I think it is our offense didn't progress, and it's almost everybody outside of JJ and Tucker Kraft. There wasn't the growth that we all hoped for. Now, Goody said all these guys got 2 years of experience. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a lot better? Are we going to see things fall into place more? I'm optimistic. But I was optimistic this year. And it was nice. It was comfortable. But we didn't really, there was nothing super memorable. We went on a vacation. We sat at the beach. We had a couple cocktails. Had a couple laughs.
Took a beat. Had a meal.
We didn't see any whales. We didn't do any adventures. We came back and we said, oh, we were here. Yep. Well, we played the season. We were okay. And that was it. And I don't think, you want to continue to give yourself opportunities. I mean, that's what the NFL is. Keep putting yourself in position. Green Bay does that better than anybody.
You're right.
But this season, I think for most of us, I just put up on Twitter, what's the one word you would use to describe the 2024 Packers season? And my answer sticks with what I said earlier. It's mundane. It was, Yep. That's what it was.
We're getting some good responses in the YouTube comments. I know Jesse's gotten a few texts that he really likes from the Carbless Talk and Text line. Again, 844-770-3776. We'll get to those coming up. I want to remind you again, I know I always tell you, Associated Bank, the official bank of the Packers, right? They were there when the Packers began back in 1919. They're there today. They still have the brand of banking that goes with the Green Bay Packers. You get Packers checking, get your Packers checks, your Packers debit MasterCard, your 10% off the Packers Pro Shop, both in-store and online. But there's so much more about Associated Bank than that, including Credit Monitor, which allows you to get your free credit score and credit and fraud alerts and more from anywhere. It comes free with balance checking and choice checking. Early pay on direct deposits, up to 2 days early with direct deposit. You got it. No hoops to jump through. $50 overdraft grace zone protection. Free overdraft protection on transfers. Everything you want from a bank and the best customer service in the industry. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Your texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I
just can't get over the fact, and I, Tausch, I know we've talked a lot about this season, right, from the beginning to the end, and then the aftermath. I guess my brain hadn't really thought of it from this angle, but man, now that I spend more time thinking about it, the fact that there's not those types of signature moments that I'm so accustomed to there being, the touchdown pass in Chicago to beat the Bears and the 3-4 down conversions to send the Packers to the playoffs in 2013. Obviously, that's like one of the greatest moments I've covered, but it feels like every season has a signature moment or two, and I feel like for 2024, I'm like forcing it on a game that isn't really deserving of the term signature moment. Am I wrong?
You're not, and that's kind of, I think, it's different. The throw that Jordan Love threw in a safety mist, like over his fingertip, I think it was Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
In the end zone. That was awesome. That was a great, cool play. But it was like in the second quarter, you know. It just, and that, I think we're finding why the season was ended the way it did and how it played out is you need to have those moments. You need to have those players make those plays in those big moments in order to have a season that's special. And I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say this season was special. I think you could say there were some good things, there was some growth. I think the fact that Malik Willis, you know, came from Tennessee and 20 days later wins two football games was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just too many other pieces that were meh. Okay. Yeah, it's
mid.
Okay. That's good. Mid. Way too much midness. We didn't take care of business. We were too midness. I know you knew. But that's what this season was. I mean, and some programs would be all up in love with having a year like Green Bay. It's just not where we're at. It's not who we are. It's not what our expectations are. And I don't want them to be. And you know who else doesn't? The guys in that locker room, Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, Policy, Matt LaFleur, everybody up there is, man, we need to be better. And the way to get better is to get more impactful players that make big plays in those big moments. Because you could have had, you found a way to beat Philly, that run that Josh Jacobs had, where guys pulling on his shirt and doing all this, that's a big play, but it ended up in a loss.
Yeah.
And those typically get put to the back burner.
Do we have two up north Joes, or is this your up
this
north
is
Joe?
The up north Joe texting in.
Wow, he should trademark that, by the way. Up north
we only
Joe
have
says
two answers on the board right now, right? We only have two answers on the board.
Yeah, we have Carl Brooks's
both
block,
special teams field goal.
And
that's
and
what
the
we got?
And the sprint off walk off from Brandon McManus, which is getting some love in the YouTube comments. Michael says that was the signature moment. I mean, again, I just I understand there are some memorable moments. T-Bone, Jaden Reed's catch in L.A. was pretty memorable. It wasn't a signature moment, but it was memorable. Yeah, it was there were. I'm not saying there weren't like exciting plays in the season. But, like, there's not, like, if you're 5 years from now, when you're thinking back on the 2024 season, what do you, like, what's that moment that sticks out in your brain still? Right? Because you know, as a Packers fan, there's been a bunch of times where you thought that way. You could pick out those years, whatever year it is. There's usually a moment or two or three that you view that way. Jesse, what did Up North Joe say?
Yeah. Being at the home opener, watching Malik Willis lead us to a win was pretty sweet. It was cool to see the whole stadium get behind him.
That was a great moment.
Wasn't,
there's no
it was
doubt
also
about
like
it.
A million degrees that day. I remember he said he was at the. I was like, wasn't it like hot? He's like, oh yeah,
yeah. And it's a week two win over a bad Indianapolis team, engineered by your backup quarterback when they ran the ball 32 times. Like that, it not sexy. But, hey, I love the Malik Willis story. I'm 100% in on that. So I'm with him on that. But, again, it just doesn't do a lot in terms of signature moments to think that way. What else you got?
Ty and Sun Prairie text in. I'm going to go with the Saints 34-0 shutout win. It really felt like it was going to be the jump-off point to a successful playoff run. I was at that one.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was at that game, and I didn't feel. I felt like we still weren't great on offense. I thought the Saints just stunk. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that was, I think, the dawn of the early post game. I think that was one of the first times we did that. So that was fun for me.
Let's get to another call, 844-770-3776. Let's get to Steve in Port Washington. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. You got a signature moment for us?
Yeah, just like what Tausch said about McKeel Willis coming in and winning those two games. And I just wonder what would have happened if they would have held Jordan out one more week, as spot on Malik was, that he could have maybe won that game against Detroit. I mean, that was a very winnable game, and I just sit there and wonder what else would have happened. I mean, I know Jordan is the number one quarterback, but, you know, when he's hurt, he seems to struggle quite a bit. So, and knowing that right, we have a good backup.
So, good question. Let me correct something, and then let me ask you how you feel about it if we put a little spin on it. Because the knee injury, Jordan Love comes back against the Vikings, and they lose 31-29. They fell behind, whatever it was, 28 to nothing in that game?
28-nothing.
Yeah. Okay. And then the Lions game is the week after he injures his groin in Jacksonville and misses the second half, and Malik Willis comes in, and they win on the walk-off field goal. So you're thinking purely about the, could they have beaten Detroit in that rainy game the week after he injured the groin, had the groin injury? Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's, you know, it's just, yeah, you know, I think sometimes the stars, which, you know, Tausch, you know, I appreciate all the effort you did over the years watching the, and stuff. And I know that the starters want to get back in, but sometimes I wonder if they're rushed or they want to rush and get back in for fear they're going to lose their job. And what could have possibly been another one or maybe two wins in the season?
So it's interesting that you bring that up. And again, you know, this again underscores the lack of signature moments. That Detroit Lions game, I remember, is really rainy and yucky. Jordan Love plays. Here is his stat line. 23 of 39 for 273 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. Did he lose a fumble in that game, too, or am I misremembering that?
He threw that bad interception before the half, I think.
And there was, wasn't there like a snap issue in that game, too? His passer rating in that game, 69.7, which was the second lowest of the season for him. The only one that was lower was his passer rating in the loss to the Eagles in the playoff game. So, I don't know. I love the Malik Willis story, Tausch. I don't know what to say to folks like Steve, and there's other people that have much more extreme views of the idea of Malik Willis. Some even that think that he should have gotten even more opportunities. I'm not in that group, but he makes an interesting point. I did think that with the conditions and coming off the groin injury, Jordan Love was not ready for prime time in that game, and it showed.
No doubt, but I am of the belief that if and when your starter is ready to go, you play.
I agree.
And they would not have put him out there. The fact that I believe there was a bye right after, or that maybe that was maybe that was the groin game where you had the bye, and you want to always kind of factor all that in, but I want my dogs out there, man.
They did. They did have the bye after the Lions game. So,
yeah,
they sat him.
That was the one where I thought maybe you give another week, and then you get 2 weeks, and you feel better about it, and you've seen that you can win with Malik Willis. So, all of those things get looked at, but I want my horses out there. And even when they're not fully loaded, I still, if they're healthy and get cleared, I want them playing. And
yeah.
Sometimes there's a little bit of a growing pain with that, but that's how rosters are built. And I can understand, and you're right, I think it's a really good point, that if you find a way to win one of those games early, maybe the whole complexion of this season changes. Because the thing that we lose track of a lot, not even from a momentum standpoint, that's a big thing in sports to me, but a confidence in a young team, you had that confidence last year. Because you found ways to win a couple of those games. And then it breeds itself, and it just keeps growing and growing. You never did that this year. There were none of those. And the team always believed and hoped that they could find a way to win a couple of those games, but they never got over the hump. And when that happens, there's always that little seed of doubt that can we get over that hump?
Yeah.
And this year, they just never could.
All right, we'll get to a couple more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. I know Jesse has curated a few more text messages as well. Again, the signature moment of 2024. And again, it's not as simple as just, oh, well, this was, the, you know. I think it has led to one of the things that I love about doing this show, a deeper discussion of what it says about this Packers season. So we want you to get in on the conversation. 844-770-3776. We'll get to that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
NBA Thursday on ESPN Radio. Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. One of the fiercest rivalries in sports. Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
Let's get back to your calls. Let's get to Mike, the wedding DJ, Jesse's lunch partner. Can't wait till they get together again. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just to clarify, we never had lunch. We had one dinner. It was great.
Dinner.
Too short. Way yeah. too short. It was with fat Jesse. I need to have a lunch with skinny Jesse. So.
Yeah, at Cut.
That's
or
fair.
At Baskin Robbins really or the Sassy / Salty Cow.
Baskin Robbins would be fine with me. I love my love me some ice cream. All right, so you're asking for a favorite moment. So that's why I'm going to this. I want to preface this by saying the Packers are my second favorite team in the NFL. My favorite team is the Dolphins. So I was there at Lambeau on Thanksgiving night. Nobody ever mentions that game. But it was bittersweet for me watching my Dolphins freeze out in the cold, Packers winning a big game. My favorite moment was after the game. I think you know where I'm headed with this. Jordan Love, the year before, what did he do? He won in Detroit. He didn't get any turkey afterwards, as a tradition. Well, this year, NBC made sure he got turkey, and then Josh Jacobs took the turkey and ran it off the field. So for me, I think it speaks volumes in my mind that is the biggest moment of the Packers season. Not a play, a celebration of a big victory on beautiful, snowy Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night to wrap up a day of food and festivities and family on a national holiday.
Mike, I say this with nothing but love and appreciation in my heart for your loyalty to the show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Survey says.
Uh-oh.
But what does it say about the Packers 2024 season? Because, look, I think you actually make a good point. And I think that underscores the fact that it was a mid-meh season when we're talking about Jordan Love getting his much-deserved turkey leg. I just think that's what it says to me. I'm sorry. Do you disagree?
No, I totally agree. And in fact, for a play, I don't like agreeing with Tausch, but I do agree with Tausch. The highlight of the year was the blocked field goal against the Bears to win it,
yep.
Because now looking back, we would have gone 0-6 in the division and lost to the Bears twice.
Yeah.
Come Not on great,
in,
Bob.
Mike. The water's warm.
/ Mike. Yeah. Mike, great call. We appreciate you. Thanks. 844-770-3776 is the number. I'm not looking to drag people down here, man. But
no,
I don't.
Man.
It's hard
hey,
for
man.
Me, right? Like, you tell me. Josh Jacobs
yeah.
is from Chad in Newburgh. I can do it in my French accent if you'd like.
Sure.
Chad in Newburgh.
Monsieur. No. Josh Jacobs almost. Here, again, this is what I'm talking about. Josh Jacobs' almost touchdown run against the Eagles in the playoffs. Not going down, ripped shirt, dragging. and running through people.
It was a boss play.
It was a great
no, I
run.
Think Jesse, I think that makes the top five.
Nah, that's three strikes. Let's see what the KBN fans have to say. We're going to go over to them to steal.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think the only thing that would have made it better is if, I mean, we're literally talking about running into Quick Trip, getting that good $6.99 roasted chicken on Monday. That's what Mike was basically talking about, and wolfing that down. That's where we're at with this.
Now, here's a positive spin on Twitter. I've interacted with this guy a lot over the years on Twitter. I still don't know what his real name is. He goes by Ferd Turgeson on Twitter.
Okay.
Might be his real name.
It could be. Because I asked the question, what does it say about the Packers' 2024 season that there isn't a clear-cut number one answer as the signature moment that pops into all of our heads? And his reply is this, and I think this is an interesting point that puts a positive spin on it instead of a negative one. It says they can win 11 games without being spectacular. Fill in the already identified holes, and you feel good about them taking the next step. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to look at it.
I like it.
And it's the right way to look at it. I think part of the problem, and I am guiltier than anybody, for sure on this panel, of raising the expectation game from last season, both on Jordan Love and on this team. I felt like last year was a missed opportunity to win a chip. The team was good enough to get it done. And you could say, whatever, you're an idiot, you're a homer, blah, 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 fine. If you watch the games, they were. They were there. They had opportunities. They slipped through their fingers. They didn't do it. That's football. And then this year, I think we all just assumed, here we were. This is the next step. Let's go get it. And eventually we would, and we didn't. So I agree. I mean, for being mundane and nothing uber special, other than, you know, Malik Willis and what we saw with Josh and what Xavier McKinney, there's a lot of stuff that we really like. They did win the games they were supposed to, but you didn't ever do anything big.
Yeah.
Does that mean that this is what it's going to be again next year? No. But we did not, under any circumstances, make that leap, and I probably sped up this process in my own mind. Because of what we saw last year. I think last year was supposed to be more of a 7-10, 8-9 type of deal. And the fact that we were better and won that Dallas playoff game probably poisoned the water for this season's team.
Poisoned?
I probably didn't put enough filters in to get that little straw. You know, they got those magic straws. I didn't have it. And I probably let that affect me when I looked at how this season played out because of the sped-up process last year. And I think we're finally coming to grips with that when we're really taking a hard look at what transpired 2024.
Who's going to ask him about the magic straws?
I was expecting you to.
What?
You know there's a straw that is built that you can go drink like bad creek water, and it siphons everything out of it? Did you know that?
You took it on your trip that was abbreviated by the bad weather, right, with your brother.
Yeah, and we needed to hydrate. Yeah,
I didn't know they were called magic straws.
What? I've never heard of this before.
It has to be. Jason, nobody would ever just go drink creek water.
Not unless they were dying of
if you're
dehydration.
You might.
Even then, this straw.
Do you really trust the straw? Do you really trust
me? No way.
I did it. No, I did.
Well, but you get a cryptosporidium that sneaks past you there.
How does it work?
Yeah, I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm not telling you to go do this. Do your own research. I'm not here to talk about magic straws. All
well,
I know
actually,
is
you
bad
are.
Boy
you
was
brought
something.
Up.
You're the one. Yeah,
well,
I didn't know there was a magic
what
straw.
What we did, and it is, if this straw does what it says it's supposed to do, it's magic. And you can just go drink whatever kind of water, and this filters everything out. What else would you call that straw? But magic.
I got nothing.
I thought maybe Magic Johnson had a line of straws that were like biodegradable or something at first. All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour because Josh DiMaggio, Big Cat as we like to call him, has the moment of the 2024 season. It happened on this show, in fact. I think he's got it. I think he nailed the moment.
Movie headlines?
The most memorable. No. I have no. I wasn't me. Academy. One me. No, it was not that. We will tell you what it is when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.